But before we hear from them, I have a very special feature for you today. I've been digging about in the ABC radio archives and have discovered something of a time capsule, giving us the opportunity to salute once again the unique and great Australian musician, Bernie McGann. It's a recording of a live broadcast aired on Jazz Track back in 1986, featuring Bernie and his quartet with Bobby Gebbert, Jonathan Swartz and John Pochet. This one-hour special features a mix of Bernie's best-known compositions, one from Bobby, and a couple of jazz standards. And Bernie chatting with former Jazz Track presenter, who I'm sure you'll all remember, Jim McLeod. And I thought that we'd hear it essentially as it went to air back then. The opening piece is Bernie's Salaam. And of course, the package would not be complete without the original Jazz Track theme.
Good evening, Jim McLeod with Jazz Track on ABC FM, but Jazz Track with a big difference tonight. For the first hour, music as it ideally should be, live, direct from the studio, ABC Studio 211 in Sydney. The Bernie McGann Quartet. Thank you. piece called Salam, which I think means peace. I'm not too sure about peace. It's certainly about an amount of joy. And I should introduce the players, the Bernie McGann Quartet that we're hearing direct from the studio tonight. Bernie McGann is the alto player. Bobby Gebbert is playing piano. John Schwartz is the bass player. And John Pache is the drummer. You seemed as though you were going to comment, Bernie, when I said salam.
Yeah, well, the only thing I was going to say, I think it means hello, welcome.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what it means. Maybe I'll check up on that, but it's an opener. It's hello.
It certainly was an opener in the old sense of the word. The next song you're going to do is another composition of your own called Spirit Song. Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, well, we originally recorded Spirit Song in about, I think it was the year 1967, for the Jazz Australia record. We had a couple of tracks there with some other people on the record, and this is one of the songs that we've recorded, and we've been playing it ever since, on and off, various people. Roger Frambler's made an arrangement for a 10-piece band that we're working with at the moment, with John, 10-part invention, and guys seem to dig the tune, so we keep it in the book. We'd like to play it tonight for the people.
Fine. Okay. We'll hear Spirit Song.
Thank you.
kind of a waltz piece called Spirit Song, written by Bernie McGann. And next from the quartet, we have a piece by the piano player, Bobby Gebbett. And I must be careful to say it properly, otherwise you might confuse it with the Herbie Hancock composition called Dolphin Dance. This one has a dedication to Eric Dolphy, a jazz player, not a fish. And it's called Dolphy's Dance. Thank you.
the Bernie McGann Quartet, featuring pianist Bobby Gebbett, bassist Jonathan Swartz, and drummer John Pochet. And we heard then Bobby's composition, Dolphy's Dance. You're listening to a special feature on today's Jazz Track on ABC Classic FM and on digital radio and online on ABC Jazz as we salute the late Bernie McGann with a time capsule from the ABC Radio Archives. The Bernie McGann Quartet in a live broadcast aired on Jazz Track on October the 13th in 1986 with former Jazz Track presenter Jim McLeod. We go back now to Bernie and the band and Jim.
Bernie, just wanted to talk to you for a minute.
Yes, Jim.
Actually, it's convenient for them because they're changing tapes as well. You seem to be a lot busier the last little while to me than you were a few years ago.
Yeah,
is
I am a little
true?
Busier these days, yeah.
Musically, I mean.
Yeah, things have improved quite a bit, you know.
Music hasn't always supported you financially terribly
no,
well, has
no.
it?
No, well, no. Well, I mean, it's not only me. A lot of people that are committed to playing the jazz music find a half the scuffle, but I think it's the only way you can really do it. There's no two ways about it. You must do the one thing or the other, you know.
You weren't ever tempted to do
yeah,
the
I
more
mean, I
commercial.
Played, oh, I did commercial jobs. John will tell you lots of stories about that.
Let's hear just one of them.
Well, you got these are loads of stories, man, about various weddings we've played with, where he's got involved in fights with the family, you know, the wedding partners and all that sort of stuff, you know. Tables
Bar
and chairs
mitzvahs,
being thrown, right. All sorts of wild stuff like that. But
how was it you got involved in music? Was jazz the first thing that?
Yeah, well, I had the sounds around the house. My father played the drums, so the music was there. He used to have sessions with his buddies on the weekends, and the records were always there. So I started to tap
it.
On things, whatever. There's always a piano there, so I just went from the drums to.
Just couldn't help yourself.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
And one thing that is often mentioned when talking about you is the unique sound you have, mm-hmm. the different sound that you have. Mm. Is that a conscious thing that you've achieved? Or
well, I don't know. I just play the horn, and if it comes out the way, I'm grateful that it comes out the way. I don't want to sound like anybody else. I mean, that's what jazz music is about, to sound yourself, individual.
Great. Well, now we're going to have a ballad, I think.
Yes.
One written by Billy Eckstine.
Song by Billy Eckstine. Beautiful tune, yeah.
I Want to Talk About You.
Thank you.
I want to talk about you, a Billy Eckstein composition. And I've written various classifications alongside the playlist here for my own benefit, up-tempo, waltz, that sort of thing. Alongside the next one, I've just written Monk, and I think you can hear the sort of music already. It's a composition of Johnny Griffin, the tenor player who had quite a bit to do with Thelonious Monk in his time, and it's called A Monk's Dream. Thank you. and a nice Thelonious end too. A Monk's Dream for Thelonious by Johnny Griffin. Now we return to the originals, and another one by Bernie McGann, our leader. And I think one, was it written for the group? This was the name of the group too, wasn't it, Kindred Spirit?
Yeah, but it was written after that band that sort of disbanded, Jim. Yeah, was,
Nostalgia.
Yeah, that, yeah, I guess so. It was in the last 3 or 4 years. It's fairly recent. You know,
is there something you would like to tell us about it before we hear it?
No, just that it's a rather difficult one to get onto. It's got some Latin sections in it and straight ahead four things, so we're still working on it.
Kindred Spirit.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great. I loved it, Bernie.
And we all did too, Jim. The Bernie McGann Quartet with Bobby Gebbert, Jonathan Swartz and John Poche. Recorded during a live-to-air broadcast on Jazz Track on October the 13th in 1986 with Jim McLeod. That last piece was a composition of Bernie's called Kindred Spirits. And our thoughts are with all of Bernie's kindred spirits, family, musicians and friends, as we remember him and one of the world's most distinctive jazz voices. That recording was from the ABC Radio Archives, and I'd like to thank ABC colleagues Catherine Clare and Chris Lawson for their help in bringing this special feature to you. And thanks for the music, Bernie. I'm Jerry Coster, and this is Jazz Track on ABC Classic FM and streaming online and on digital radio on ABC Jazz.